Hello.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Paul.
How's everything going?
I'm doing great. I may lose you. I'm driving through a canyon.
Okay.
I'll call
you
back.
You are done with the job, and thanks for giving me the heads up. I'll definitely, try to reach back out to you in a few if I do lose you. Did you, though, have any questions for me before we get everything set up here?
So I'll go ahead and keep using my same website. You'll just help with the kind of the placement.
Correct.
Of Facebook and the ads.
Where people find it. Yeah, we'll do a lot of what's called off-page optimization, not anything connected to the website exactly, because like I said, I like your website. I look at websites all day, and your website does give the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. So we're going to just do a lot of destination creation, sites like obviously Apple Maps, Siri, Facebook, Yelp, everything that the search engines look for. Like a website, we'll create a kind of a mini web page, a one-page link on that destination, whatever it is, whether it's known to the public or unknown. It will talk about your company, your services, your service area, link back to your existing website. That's the search engine optimization component to get you found in that local map. And then, of course, your website's going to be attached to Facebook ads. It'll be linked to the Google Verified leads that we do as well.
Okay. And, let's give it a whirl. I've done stuff like this before, and it hasn't been too positive. And so I am a bit skeptical, Paul, to be honest, but...
No, I definitely understand.
If I'm not feeling like it's working, I can always just... cancel or take a break, like you say.
That's 100% accurate. I know that you've tried these types of things in the past. To be honest with you, Google Verified is the strongest thing that's out there right now to get businesses the quality of call that they're looking for, the calls that turn into jobs. And it's been around for a handful of years, but it's for the first, 3 or 4 years, it was just in San Francisco for a couple of different verticals, a couple of different industries. It is now more and more widespread. So it's something that Google recommends. We meet with Google, of course, as a Google partner. At the beginning of the year, they were saying that Google Verified is one of the best things that a business can do. It's going to draw the type of client that you're looking for, get the calls that you're looking for, and then, of course, with the kind of kickstart campaign of having the Facebook ads, and you can, like I said, pause any part of it or all of it at any point in time. Now, I think everything is still the same for the business information. The services are pretty much the same that we still have on file. Even the email that we have on file still does work for you, right? The hotmail.com?
That's right. Yeah, boutelpainting@hotmail.com.
Now, we actually have, I know that we do I believe it's just hosting of the website right now. The card that we have on file, I don't know if it's the same one you want to use, but it does seem to be valid. It's valid through April of 28. It's a Visa card. I can only see the last four, though. It ends 8349. Is that a card you still want to use?
I think so. I think... because you're with Local Splash, right?
Correct, and it looks like you billed on the first for $39.
So would this be in addition to the $39?
So let me see if I can, because normally we wouldn't charge hosting. That's a good question for my supervisor. Let me just put you on a really brief hold. Actually, I'll keep talking to you. I'm going to message her, though. Really
did you
quick.
Say it's 4864?
It is 8349, a Visa ending 8349.
8349, let me see here. 8349, okay. Yeah, let's do that. That's my business.
Okay. I'm just messaging.
Yeah, if we can waive that 39 and just, this would be 249 instead of the 39, right?
Correct, and that would be for everything. I'm almost positive we would, because that's just a standalone
doesn't
product.
Doesn't make sense that,
right,
that
yeah,
would that's, be, you're already doing that.
Yeah, I would, I mean, I'd go out on a limb right now. I just want confirmation, though, but I'd go out on a limb right now and say that we would not be charging you that $39.
We're essentially upgrading.
Correct, yeah. Kind of adding the rest of the puzzle.
How long have you been with Local Splash, Paul?
April 17th would be my 13-year anniversary.
Really?
Yeah, correct.
13 years with the Zen company anymore? That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I really like about my job is helping out businesses like yours. So she's just giving me confirmation right now. I'm just trying to hear back from her. She wants to understand exactly what we're doing here. Because if we were just doing the Google Verified, then obviously there's still going to be the hosting charge. But if we're going to be including SEO and Facebook, then I'm pretty sure that we're going to waive that $39 a month for the hosting. I wonder why she's taking so long to respond. But let me go ahead and I'll get confirmation on that. I am...
What would be the difference, at least first and foremost, that, okay, they're hosting right now. Are they doing any kind of advertising for me?
No.
Right now, Local Splash? So this is just people, anything I get from Local Splash, you know, currently or in the past, it's just people, you know,
right
Googling
now,
a house
yeah.
painter and then sending, going to my website. Just
right.
Up.
Right now, we're just doing hosting and updating of that website. We're not doing any additional promoting of that website, just if somebody already knows the name of your company. You know, they're going to be able to see that site. So she did give me confirmation that we would stop charging the $39. I'll take that off of your profile. I'm going to pull up the calendar invite here. I should say the client interview calendar, and I'll send you a calendar invite. So this late in the day, it looks like we're booked out until tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow there's a 2 o'clock. That would be much more wide open. Thursday's wide open, but tomorrow there's a 2 o'clock if that works for you. That would be the
2 o'clock
call.
To do what?
That's going to be the follow-up call with our client interview technician. One of our Google-trained technicians will want to talk to you in detail. I mean, obviously, most of the information we already have, so it's going to be a pretty quick call just to make sure that we have all the information that we need, the information that you need to manage your account, what to expect and things like that. You don't necessarily even have to be in front of a computer. You can be working. You can be driving as long as you can carry on a conversation. Like I said, we only have the one spot for tomorrow, which is at 2 o'clock on Thursday.
That'd be fine.
2 o'clock, yeah. Thursday's pretty wide open. So the card ending 8349, the Visa with the expiration date of 2028 and the last three on the back of 671, that's the card that you want to use here. Now, I am required, because we are a Google Premier partner, to read what's called a voice verification. I'm sure you've done it before, but it is going to be recorded. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it's a flat rate for the search engine optimization, that we're reducing the cost of that service, that we're including the Facebook ads, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I have it pulled up, Chris, and it reads as follows. It says, this part of the call, first of all, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. and it is an added form of protection for you. I know we already have the information, but just to verify for the sake of the recording, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Boutel Painting LLC.
That's exactly how we have it. And then, Chris, please state your name and your official title within the business.
I'm the owner of Boutel Painting LLC. I'm Chris Boutel.
And, Mr. Boutel, as the owner of Boutel Painting LLC, Chris, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that we have on file, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, correct?
Yes.
Of course.
Now, What's the billing address?
The billing address that we have is 1224 South 1220 West in Provo, 84601.
Yep.
Okay. Now, it's just to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with all of the additional promotion that we'll be doing for your business, the advertising, the Facebook ads, the Google and Bing, and, of course, the Google Verified. You know, the whole point is to make sure that people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both our company and from your potential customers. Chris, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it also says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. I think you mentioned earlier Thumbtack. The reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, obviously, with all the content that we'll be creating for your business, we would not want you to be paying someone else for services that we already will be providing for you. And then, of course, even more important, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Chris, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Patel, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So we will, of course, do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, as part of the Google verification vetting process, it's essential that Local Splash receives certain required documents. You know, obviously, you have to have the proof of insurance and, you know, the Google Verified application. That's going to be texted out to you today and the other items that are needed. So we do ask that you kindly submit these documents within the first 7 days, as failure to provide the necessary documents within that 7-day time frame may result in delays on the account. So do you agree to submit these items within the first 7 days?
Do you require, like, a state licensure from Doble?
I think we went over it before, but let me just double-check here. For your specific services, I had it pulled up before. I know that you've got the requirement for the liability insurance because that's always quite low. So yeah, you have to have $300,000 in general liability. The only requirement for Google Verified is that you got the Utah State Handyman registration.
Okay.
And you do have at least $300,000 in general liability. Usually it's probably $1 or $2 million for most people.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's low.
And I think I might have mentioned it to you before, but you can't have any felonies on your record in the last 7 years. You do have to have an actual Social Security number. It used to be, and this isn't even not very long ago, but it used to be they took tax IDs and EINs, but now they do require just an actual Social Security card, so you do have that number.
Paul, I'm wondering, sorry to cut you off. I'm wondering if, like, when you go to advertise, I don't know if you put licensed and insured. I am licensed with the state of Utah.
Well, we can't do that. Yeah, we definitely can put that on there.
I think that would be a good idea. Some, you know, services like, say, licensed and insured, but it's like a, in Utah, you may know this, they require a state license if you're a contractor.
Right.
Not just like a city license that any Tom, Dick, and Harry can get.
So I'm going to, I mean, there is, these are certain yes and no questions that I have to click on when I fill out the, kind of the report here, when I put the notes in. One of them is licensed, yes or no, insured, yes or no. But I'm going to put it in the notes here that you want us to be clear about that, that we mention that wherever.
I think that'd be a good idea.
I think so too. I definitely think that's also a very good idea. Now, again, this is going to include search engine optimization, which is the 249, but that also includes the Facebook ads. So search engine optimization and social media, that's a recurring monthly of 249. And today we're also charging just the one-and-done application for Google Verify, which is normally by itself 250. I did cut that in half to 125. So your payment for the initial term, there's no additional setup or charge or anything like that. So it will be charged today's date, the 10th of February, in the very reduced total amount of $374. Now your recurring monthly will be $249. That's for search engine optimization and the social media. And then, like I said, when you are paying for your leads, they're going to be, I have it in here somewhere. They're just a little bit less than $55, $54.67. Now, I mean, obviously, the vetting process, like I said, can take up to 3 to 5 weeks. In fact, I'll just go over the time frame for everything here. So we do want you to give this the time to get things going. But, of course, the Facebook ads are up and running pretty quick. We usually do our client interviews first day, second day, third day. Doing it tomorrow keeps things within that time frame. Now, you'll have full access to a dashboard. I mean, you probably have a limited access right now only because we're just hosting your website. But within the days 5 through 7 is when your dashboard access will be completely updated and active, 24/7 access from that point on, and the reports do update throughout the day, so almost real-time reporting. That's when all of the directories will be created and submitted. Now, they want us to say 7 to 14 days for your Facebook ads. You already have a website, so my experience, those Facebook ads will be up and running maybe around 7 to 10 days, whether it's 45 days, 60 days, or that's when everything's firing on all cylinders. Again, that vetting process might take anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks if we get that application and supporting documents within that first week. It would only take longer if we don't get that in a timely fashion. Now, no matter how long you keep the service, 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, continuous reporting, updates, and, of course, you know, customer support. Now,
Paul, what about if, like, I don't use Facebook. I think I may have a site, but, like, I don't add photos. I haven't even looked at that thing in years. Is that going to be a problem if I just leave it dead?
Right, so we are going to, it looks like we're going to...
Will you help me with that?
Yes, absolutely. So for our clients that don't have one, we'll create a Facebook page for you. It's not something that we actively add blog posts and things like that, but we make it nice from the very beginning, and then that's what we're going to point the Facebook pay-per-click ads to. But again, there's $100 included in the Facebook campaign, the social media campaign, and Facebook ads are really affordable. They're like 20 or 22 cents per click. So that $100 is about 400 clicks. We're not expecting you to come out of pocket for anything extra above and beyond that. So, like I said, the recurring monthly is going
that's
to be
what that 250 months recurring
is. That's the $149 for the search engine optimization, all the creating and updating of the directories to keep you in the local map or pack result, kind of moving your already existing Google business profile to the first page for a search for your services in that local map. And then again, it also has the $100 of Facebook ads. Now, again, like I said, your recurring month is going to be $249. It's going to continue to bill on the 10th of the month. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. Of course, you can also pause it for any reason. If you do cancel within that first 90 days, I mean, an early termination fee is going to apply because obviously it might take 3 to 6 weeks just for the vetting process. So we want to make sure you're getting the return on your investment. It's a diminishing early termination fee. As long as you continue to keep the service for that time, it disappears after 3 months.
I need this Facebook ads and the search engine optimization?
It's not something that, now this is what I would tell you. We are partnered with Facebook or Meta, and we're also partnered with Google. So they are separate, but they're also somewhat related. So, you know, you're going to see someone who maybe does a search on Google and you're not yet on that first page in the local map. But now those Facebook ads are going to retarget that exact same person who we already know is in your service area looking for a painting contractor. So you're going to get your website in front of those people who might not have seen you in that local map. Maybe the Google Verified is still in the vetting process. You're still going to be able to get phone calls from someone searching on Google because of those Facebook ads. Now, with any part of this, like I said, you can pause it at any time. You can cancel, like I said. You can pause for any reason. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you can pause it seasonally if you need to. Or if, like I said earlier, if you find that the Google Verified is working perfectly for you and you want to kind of pause the search engine optimization and Facebook ads, you can pause individual components, or you can pause the entire 249. And of course,
really?
All that, yeah, I think, obviously, I think it's a great thing to do while you're getting verified, and it's another good thing to continue to do as long as it's getting more business your way, but definitely.
How will I know that the Facebook is working, you know what I mean, versus
you're
Google Verified?
You're going to see that as part of your tracking system. So not just where you're showing up on Google, you'll see leads from Facebook. And of course, all of it is tracked, and you can see exactly what those interactions were, if that person called you, things like that. So it's going to definitely show you how well it's working. We'll also be talking to you, off and on, as things move on, and just to kind of touch base and let you know what's working and what we see is working for you. But like I said, all that we request to prevent the charge of the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date, and that's because we're closed on the weekend.
Okay.
So that's the entirety of the voice verification. I did just want to ask, you do understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms. It's basically, let us know. I used to work in client support. After, 13 years, I did about a year or so in client support about 8 or 9 years ago. So, I know that the voice verification says call us before your billing date, but I know for a fact if you say, hey, I meant to call you before it billed over the weekend and I forgot, in that case, we're just going to reverse that payment. But to prevent the charge altogether, we recommend that you do contact us at least 3 days before your billing date because we are closed on the weekend.
Okay.
So we're going to have your follow-up call for tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You're going to get a new link to the written terms of experience. So everything that we went over in the voice verification is going to be provided for you in writing, and it's just going to ask you to look at that, click a couple of boxes, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, the first one that you're going to allow us to send SMS or text messages through the computer, and then the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and reoccurring. Now, if I do happen to be in between phone calls tomorrow when our technician calls you at 2 o'clock, then I'll be on that call as well. just in the beginning, just to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. Hopefully I will be in between phone calls at that time. I do try to keep my line open when I have these calls. If I am, for some reason, already on a call, they will contact you directly. They'll take really good care of you. Now, the other thing, everything is the same. Your hours of operation the same. Are you at this point taking anything other than cash and check? Anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
I don't like to advertise it, but Venmo I have. It's just that they charge me if I go too much.
Okay.
I don't know how to get around that. I don't know how contractors are doing it.
I'm not sure myself. That's actually the first time anyone's ever mentioned.
Would you look into that for me, Paul? Is that something you could ask some of your contractors?
Yeah, I'll see what everyone says what they're doing, because that's actually the first time I've heard anybody mention that. But I'll ask around and I'll see if Venmo's
like stuff is changing so fast in my industry that
I can imagine.
I do service a lot of, you know, homeowners is who I work with, and
right.
Like the last year to two, they're constantly asking me, hey, do you take a credit card? And I'm like, no, because then I'd have to just pass that fee on to you. And
right.
I would think no one wants that. I'm charging you already $5,000, but, you know, it's going to be, I don't know, 1% of that or something. But
yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. But I mean, I do talk to a lot of contractors who offer as many different ways to help their client. You know, some even have like financing and things like that. But, you know, if you get a client who wants to use their credit card and they're okay with the extra fee, obviously you're going to let them know in advance. So, you know, it's something that you might consider at some point. But, you know, at this point, I've just got you as cash and check. And Venmo, I'm not gonna say that, you know, we don't want to really advertise it so much since you don't want to get dinged.
Yeah, just keep it at that then.
Okay.
Because when I get with people, you know, I'll make that decision.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even, I mean, we don't do them here as much, but I've worked with a couple of people who live outside the states, and they're like, you guys need to really start doing direct bank deposits. They're so much safer and they're free. And so I don't know why our banking system, you know, why we don't do that more.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm requesting my supervisor here to help me out with the invoice. It needs to be updated. And then we'll be removing the $39, so that's not going to bill on the first of the month, and it won't bill ever again for the $39. That's going to be included. So instead of the $39, you know, it's just going to be $249. That includes then the $100 of social media, $149 for the search engine optimization, of course, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website's included as well. Let me just put on a really brief hold here. I'm just going to chat with my supervisor real quick to find out when I can process that payment of $374 is the total amount. All right, so you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, I'll get that calendar invite out for you to for your follow-up call tomorrow. It looks like I've already sent that. You should see that in your inbox. And at 1 o'clock tomorrow, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. Now, you're going to get your Google Verified. Looks like that has already been sent out to you as well. So there's an email that you got, and then there's a link where you can click on. It says application form. Click on that, and it's going to open up the application form. You can fill it out online. Really simple, easy questions. Some of it already auto-populates for you. And then, like, you know, the name of the business, where it's located, how long you've been around, 1993, congratulations. Your employer identification number, and then a couple of things. But that's already been sent out to you. Like I said, we ask that you get that back just as quick as you can, you know, within that first week or so. But I know this is going to be a big difference for you. I don't like to say game changer, but it does go a long way towards leveling the playing field. I mean, you have been around for a long time. Unfortunately, you know, the businesses that are on the first page of Google are not the ones that have been around the longest. They're the ones that do the best job in town. But it is the ones that have the right content online. And the ones that we see on that first page, those are the ones that we call, the ones that we hire. So even with, you know, consistent word of mouth, this is going to get more phone calls that you're looking for. It's going to get you the jobs that you're looking for. And I know it's going to be something that you're going to want to keep for the long term. I'm excited to get that going for you. Like I said, this is kind of what gets me out of bed and at my desk every day. So I, you know, I
really?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you have to love something about your job to be doing it for 13 years. I'm coming up on 13
that's
years.
That's true, Paul.
But
you know,
helping businesses, you know, the emails that I get, the conversations that I have with my clients, the emails that I get from my clients thanking me, saying, hey, I just landed a big job and really appreciate it, especially when I go to my supervisor and do what I can to make the price affordable. I mean, that's the one benefit, well, one of the benefits anyway, to being, you know, one of the senior, you know, pricing directors, having the seniority and the tenure being here, I pretty much can get any request as long as it's within reason approved. So I was able to cut the Google Verified application fee in half, reduce the cost of the search engine optimization component. I mean, everything else is, you know, Facebook ads that we pay for, Google, you know, Verified leads that you'll pay for and things like that. So those are things that I can't adjust, but anywhere I did adjust the cost of the service, I did make it affordable enough for you because, you know, your success is our success, and keeping clients on board for the long term, that's how we've kept our doors open for more than 21 years. We actually started as a company in 2004. Not quite as long as you've been around, but for our industry, which is very young, search engine optimization, digital marketing, we have been around for a very long time.
Where are you guys out of, Paul?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Local Splash?
We're located in Orange County, California, which is, you know, pretty much halfway between Los Angeles and San Diego. We're not too far away from Disneyland.
Do you live there yourself?
I used to, yeah, for the longest time. But then in 2020, like I said, we all went remote. Orange County is kind of expensive. I now live in Riverside County. It's about an hour away. But that, you know, that gave me the ability to afford a nice house for my family. So it just made sense to do that once we were able to.
That's great, man. Good for you.
Well, I appreciate you, Chris. It's always a pleasure, and I look forward. Hopefully I'll be able to, you know, say a quick hello to you tomorrow when our technician calls you at 2 o'clock.
Okay, my man. Thanks so much. Take
care. All right. I appreciate you. You have a great rest of the night.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.